Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Straight and Narrow. My name is Aramis, and I pray that this podcast is a blessing to you. We have a wonderful episode today with two young men named Alonzo and Irvin. I met them at a local park while they were fishing, and we started to just chat about catching fish. From there, I asked if they'd be willing to do an interview for a podcast. They both were willing, so we jumped right in. This was a shorter interview, but man, the ending was very sweet. So please stick around to the end, and I hope it encourages you. What's your name, man?
Alonzo.
What's your name?
Irvin.
Irvin. Okay, here's a question. Do you guys believe that there is, like, an afterlife? Like, there's something after this?
I do think so. I just don't know what really comes after death, you know? Like, there's okay. There's really no proof, like, what comes after death, so... But I do believe there is something possible after, like, death, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think reincarnation.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, reincarnation. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I personally think there's something after. Often people connect it to this idea of if people believe that there's, like, a God or not. Yeah. What do you think?
I believe in God.
Okay.
I believe in God.
Same? Okay. Yeah, so cool. So if you take this idea that there's a God and there's this thought of creation points to a creator. So like you look at the world, the trees, animals, all that stuff can't come out of nowhere. Right. So it's the same thing with like the benches at the park. Like we know somebody made that even though we've never seen them because it's theirs. So that's one way of proving that God exists. So this idea of there's being a heaven. Right. So let's say there was a certain criteria in order to get in. Some people I interview, they often say that if they're a good person, that would be a way into heaven. Do you guys agree with that at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's about sins, like if you sin or not, yeah.
Okay.
You think
I also think it's about sinning. But the thing is, I feel like everyone has sinned before, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone has. No. Everyone has done something bad in their life.
Right. No, you make a really good point, man. So there's somebody in the Bible that actually said that there is no one that's good. Do y'all know who said that?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so Jesus actually said that. He said there's no one that's good. So it's this idea of, okay, what does good mean? So good means morally excellent. So pretty much perfect. There's no one that is good but God, right? So you take this idea of, you know, getting ready to go into heaven. It's like, you guys are right. You can't just say, oh, I've done a couple of good things or whatever. Because when it comes down to it, all people have done wrong. All people have sinned. Right, exactly. And I don't know if you guys ever heard of the Ten Commandments before at all. No. Okay. Familiar with them? So even if you look at some of them like lying, like have you guys ever told a lie before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. stealing. Have you guys ever stolen before?
Yeah, I stole.
Whenever I was younger, my man made me return it, so never again.
Okay. Yeah. Same here, man. I stole too. And then this is one that really got me. So Jesus in the Bible says you shouldn't commit adultery, right? But he says, even if you look at a woman to lust after her or desire her sexually, in you're committing adultery in your heart. Have you done that before?
Like felt like lust towards another person?
Yeah, like a girl? Lust towards a girl, online, like sexual content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys, most people do, right? So even looking at just those things right there, God uses his Ten Commandments to judge if we would make it into heaven or not, right? Just like if somebody broke the law here, stole something, or robbed a bank, even if they say, hey, I'm a good person, done some good things, if the judge is actually good, he's going to say, you may be good, but you got to go to jail, right? Yeah. So that's the same thing with God. So God's jail, the Bible says, is hell. So that's the consequence of sin. But God is not just and holy and perfect. He's also loving, right? Have you guys heard of the gospel before?
Like spread the gospel?
Yeah, like Jesus dying on the cross. Mm-hmm. Heard that? So here's a way to really look at it. So when Jesus was on the cross and he was murdered, he lived a perfect life. All the wrong that you and I would ever do in our life, Jesus was actually taking the consequence for that wrong by dying and taking the consequence for our sins. So I look at it like this. Let's say you guys are in jail. You got to pay, not in jail, but before a judge, and you got to pay a fine. And it's a fine you don't have the money for. And then right before the judge shows you in jail, some guy comes in with a briefcase full of all the money. and says, "Judge, they don't know me, but I know them. Here's all the money that they need." He gives it to the judge and you guys go free. How would you feel towards the person that brought that money in and paid for your fine?
I feel like he saved my life.
Yeah.
Same, grateful, thankful.
Yeah. And that's the truth. So that's essentially what Jesus did on the cross. Because we've done wrong, because we sinned against God, the consequence is hell, as the Bible says. But by Jesus dying, he took all of our sins for us. And then he died and he rose on the third day. So the Bible talks about two things for us to do to receive that gift, right? Like, if I were to give you a gift and you're like, "No, man, I don't need that," then you're not actually receiving it, right? So it talks about repentance. That's the first one. You guys ever heard of repentance before?
Yeah.
So it's this idea of repentance just means to turn or change your mind. So if I'm going in the direction of all the things that tempt me, like money or girls or whatever, it's turning from that and then actually focusing on Jesus. So that's repentance. Going to God, say, "God, forgive me for things I've done wrong." And then the second thing is trust. You guys ever skydive before?
No, I
haven't. Oh, no? Want to, you want to? Yeah. I'm too free. I'm too scared. I couldn't do it. So if you guys are getting ready to skydive, right, you jump out without a parachute, what do you think is going to happen?
You're going to fall straight down.
Right. Yeah. You're going to die. Uh-huh. That's it. But the moment you put on your parachute, you're putting your trust in the parachute. So that's the same thing with Jesus. The moment we repent, the moment we go to God, realize that we've sinned and broken his law, and we say, "God, I know I've sinned, but forgive me for all of my sins," then the Bible says that we are promised eternal life forever with him. And then if we trust in Jesus like we trust in the parachute, then that's our way of knowing for sure that we go into a heaven. Because of the fact that God is real and God exists, we have historical documentation that Jesus exists. So then the word of the Bible is true. So here's my sort of last question for you guys. Would you repent of any wrong you've done and put your trust in Jesus?
Yeah. Something you would do?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. So this is the thing that, like, the moment that I heard this, because I always thought that God was going to just give me like a perfect life. And then I started to experience some things and realize that wasn't true. Right. Because life can just be real.
Yeah.
But the moment I realized the true gospel that I've sinned and I've done wrong, but God died for my sin. Like, that's the greatest showing of love that anyone could ever do, is what the Bible says. So when we do that, right, we go to God, we say, "God, forgive me for all the wrongs I've ever done in my life. I know I've sinned against you." And then we tell Jesus that we trust him. We believe he died. We believe he rose again. And the Bible promises life forever. So would you guys say that the sins or wrongs that you've done is something that you're sorry to God for?
Yeah, you say that.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, so this is my, encouragement before I go. If you guys are cool and don't mind, I want to pray for you. That's okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then I encourage you guys, when you get home, you guys got a Bible at home?
I just actually recently bought the new King James Version.
Oh, okay. Dope. I got the same thing with King James. Okay, and I'm going to leave you guys with some stuff too. Cool. All right, so let me pray for you guys real quick. All right. Lord, I thank you for Alonzo. I thank you for Urban, Lord. I thank you for the fact we could just talk about fishing. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Jesus, you in the Bible, so many things you talk about when it comes to fishing. And you talk about us as your children becoming fishers of men. And what that believe means is to be a light. And Lord, these two brothers, I know for sure, they recognize the wrong they've done. And they want to trust in you, Jesus. God, they ask you for forgiveness of their sins. They've seen that they're wrong and they want eternal life with you. We all want eternal life for you. So Lord, I pray that you forgive them from the sins, and I pray that they draw closer to you as they trust in you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Thanks, man.
It was really nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate it.
What a sweet encounter with these two young men who were actually still in high school. They were both engaged with the conversation, which was awesome, and I believe was evidence that God was speaking to their hearts and their minds through the truth of the gospel. It can be rare to have a conversation that ends with someone truly wanting to repent and trust in Jesus. But a very telling sign that that may happen is when people see their sin in light of the holiness of God, while at the same time seeing the love of God through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. That allows someone to see their need for a savior. The last thing I wanted to note is that I prayed for them and I didn't have them repeat a prayer. The reason why I do this is because I never just want someone to copy me and for their prayer to not be sincere. I know that God can give the right words, but more importantly, the right heart to have to someone that is truly crying out to God for the forgiveness of their sins. In fact, there have been times where I ask people if they want to pray to God right in that moment, and they have said genuine prayers of repentance and faith. And I thought it was very sweet at the end when I prayed, Alonzo actually reached his hand out for mine. Well, I truly appreciate all of you that took the time to listen, and I hope that you would join me next time on Straight and Narrow. Remember to love your neighbor and share the gospel.